Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to RIM Radio, your trusted source for the latest national and international news coverage. This is Yusra Larjoun, your anchor on our daily newscast, live from our studios. Joining me today on the coverage are Maryam Benaissa and Omar Rashi and Hajar Drewish on radio production. For the headlines. Lower House Speaker represents His Majesty the King at inauguration ceremony of Paraguay's new president. The International Monetary Fund and World Bank annual meetings. Preparations are progressing smoothly in Marrakesh. And internationally, Arab League expresses concern as clashes in Tripoli claim lives and wound dozens. Starting off abroad in Paraguay, House of Representatives Speaker Rashid Tabil Alami represented His Majesty King Mohammed VI at the inauguration ceremony of Paraguay's new president, Santiago Pina, which took place in Asunción on Tuesday. Marim Benaissa with the details.
The investiture ceremony of Paraguay's new president, Santiago Pena, took place at the Palacio de los López in the center of the Paraguayan capital, in the presence of many of the region's heads of state, including Brazilian President Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva of Brazil and Argentina's Alberto Fernández. At the inauguration ceremony of Paraguay's new president, the Speaker of the House of Representatives was accompanied by the kingdom's ambassador to Asunción, Badreddin Abdelmoumni. His Majesty the King has sent a message of congratulations to Santiago Pena following his election as President of the Republic of Paraguay. In this message, the sovereign expressed his firm determination to work with President Pena to strengthen the strong bonds of friendship that unite the two countries and to develop bilateral cooperation in various fields in the interests of the two friendly peoples and the consolidation of South-South cooperation.
Thank you, Miriam. The destination is now Washington, D.C. In an interview with MAP led by Director of DePaul and Head of the Office of MAP in Washington, Omar Ayashi, the Director of Communications at the International Monetary Fund, Julie Kozak, welcomed the progress made in preparing to host the annual meetings of the Fund and the World Bank in Marrakesh. Without further ado, let's listen to what Kozak shared regarding the preparations of the event.
Yes, I'm very happy to say I was in Morocco in June when the managing director visited Rabat and then Marrakesh, the home of the annual meetings. The preparations are coming along wonderfully. We had a wonderful visit at the site. We saw the construction and we can see that the meetings are going to be underway and hosted in Morocco soon in Marrakesh. We're also very, very excited to have our annual meetings in Morocco. This is the first time in 50 years that the annual meetings will be on the continent of Africa. And we're very happy to be having the meetings in Africa for the first time in so long, and specifically in Morocco, because Morocco is a crossroads between the Middle East, Africa, and Europe historically. And what better place than this crossroads to bring together the global community to discuss our global challenges at a time when cooperation is more vital than ever, especially to confront some of the challenges that we can only face and overcome as a global community, climate change being one of the top ones.
Back on national soil, the fire that broke out last Friday in the Maghrawa forest in the province of Taza is 65% controlled, and the intervention teams are still mobilized to put an end to these forest fires, said Murad Safadi, provincial director of the National Agency of Water and Forests, known as ANEF. The provincial head of ANEF stated that almost 600 hectares have been reduced to ashes so far and reported a total coordination between all interveners under the supervision of the command center shared by the governor of the province. Quote unquote, no human or material damage has been recorded, Safadi stressed, noting that a great work awaits the intervention teams formed by elements of the ANEF, the Civil Protection, the Royal Gendarmerie, and the Auxiliary Forces, supported by units of the Taza Parade Ground and three Canadair aircraft of the Royal Air Force. He also urged citizens to be vigilant, as a simple spark could have disastrous consequences. Talking culture now, the fourth edition of the Amman International Film Festival started on Tuesday in the capital of Jordan, and Morocco took part with four films in the official Arab competition. More details with Miriam Benissa.
The fourth edition of the Amman International Film Festival kicked off Tuesday evening in the Jordanian capital, with the participation of Morocco, represented by four movies selected in the official Arab competition. The Moroccan films in the run-in are Yasmin Benkiran's Queens and Omar Muldwira's Summer in Boujade, competing for the Black Iris Award in the narrative feature category, and Othman Saadouni's Broken Mirrors and Adnan Baraka's Fragments for Heaven. The program also includes a series of films selected for the grand prize for Best Short Film and the international competition, the Spotlight on Jordanian Shorts and Franco-Arab Rendezvous sections, as well as master classes, seminars and panel discussions with the film's directors and film professionals.
Moving on to international news, the Arab League has voiced grave concern over the armed clashes that rocked the Libyan capital Tripoli on Tuesday. These clashes tragically claimed the lives of Libyan civilians, with medical sources confirming a toll of 27 lives lost and over 100 individuals wounded. A reliable source within the Arab League speaking on Wednesday emphasized the call for an immediate halt to this violence is resounding as it disrupts the relative stability that had prevailed in Tripoli in recent months. The same source urged all Libyan authorities to swiftly restore security, highlighting how these clashes underscore the pressing need for the prompt unification of state institutions and a swift completion of the transitional process through timely elections. Concluding in sports as always, Sevilla's Moroccan goalkeeper Yassine Bounou has reportedly reached an agreement to play for Saudi Arabia's Al Hilal for the next three seasons, according to Saudi sports media Al-Riyadiyah. Al Hilal has reached an agreement with Moroccan international goalkeeper Yassine Bounou for the next three seasons, the media outlet said, without giving further details. In the absence of official confirmation from Sevilla and Al Hilal, the two clubs have been negotiating the transfer of the 32-year-old Moroccan international and one of the most outstanding goalkeepers in the Spanish La Liga EA Sports. News of Bounou's transfer comes as Sevilla prepare to take on Pep Guardiola's Manchester City in the European Super Cup on Wednesday. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I'll meet you tomorrow at the same hour.